2 years for a charcoal burner.
Okay.
And you used to see people boiling clothes and what was
that? Well, that's an iron pot.
All right. Have you ever heard of called a kettle?
No.
What would you call the container that your plant, that you plant some sort of flower in and keep in the house?
A planter,
or a little flower
pot.
And what would you put some fresh cut flowers in?
A vase.
What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
A knife, a fork, a teaspoon, a salad fork.
All right. If you had served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak.
Nice.
All right. If the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must.
Wash the dishes.
And after you wash the dishes, you would do what to them in clear water?
Scald them.
Or
rinse them.
What do you call that cloth or rag used in washing dishes?
Dish cloth.
What do you call the cloth or rag that you use to grind the dishes?
The drying cloth.
Or have you ever even called the dish towel?
Yes, uh-huh.
What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Wash cloth.
After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
A towel.
What do you turn off at the water faucet that you can see?
A faucet.
And it was so cold last night that our water pipes
burst.
If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
burst.
People used to buy flour in a
Flour in a keg or in a great big cloth, I think.
Sometimes you see beer in this kind of thing.
Keg, wouldn't
or
it?
Or you ever heard of call it barrel, a flour
barrel? Flour barrel.
What did molasses come in when you used to buy in fairly large quantities?
Molasses, a keg? Or
you ever heard it called a stand?
No. Molasses stand, huh?
If you had a salt box and it didn't have a spout, and if it does have a spout, you might want to use something else. And you would make something like a little cone with a sheet of paper to pour the salt into a salt shaker. In fact, you can buy them now. What would you call it? Pour one thing into another. You can make yourself a little.
It's a funnel.
That's right.
Is the light on there?
Yeah. What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
The whip.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a what?
Paper sack.
How was a fairly large amount of quantity of sugar packaged a long time ago? Or about 50 pounds of flour or something like this. It's made of cloth.
It's a croaker sack or a...
No, that would be to sack potatoes in. I mean, this was used for, it was underclothes sometimes, I guess, during the Depression. I have heard were made out of these things that the flour came in, the sugar and everything. They were called what? You ever heard them called flour sacks?
Flour sacks.
What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
I don't know.
When the light burns out in electric lamps, you have to put it in new...
Electric light. Electric bulb.
All right. When you carry the washing out to hang it out on the line, you carry it out in a...
Clothes basket.
What do nails come in?
Kegs.
And what are the runs around the barrel to hold the wood?
The metal hinges-like things.
They used to be in style. We called them hula.
Hoops.
All right. What do you put in the top of a bottle? Say you want to open up a bottle of